I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's going to be our second crosstalk in a week behind enemy lines. Last week, we had to beat down the Panthers duo of Preppy and Skirt Steak.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a massacre. The Cowboys could not duplicate our performance this week. It'll be WFAN in New York, the legendary station, home of Mike Francesa, Boomer Esiason, and we will check in with their guys, Joe and Evan, that we usually talk with every single year. Crosstalk with G-Bag at 9:40, where you're going to win a suite for Sunday night's game in Arlington. You're going to get suite tickets and a Yeti cooler. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than that. So that giveaway is coming up at 9:40 as we crosstalk with G-Bag. Also, Jerry Jones will join the guys live at 10:30 this morning. NFL news and notes, Jalen Ramsey going back and forth with Gronk, says, hey, you know, what are you supposed to, you think I'm scared of him? I'm not scared of anyone. I'll even knock my grandmother out. He was playing around with that. Michael Kendricks, who could be going to jail for 25 years, cut by the Eagles, signing with Seattle. Those, they're going to go ahead and pick him up. And Antonio Brown threatening more writers on Twitter, saying, I'll bust your jaw up for an article that came out. WFAN Crosstalk right now with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. What's up, guys?
How are you guys
What's
doing?
Up, man? How are you?
You know, I'm a little depressed.
You're depressed.
Your team sucks.
Well, you guys.
I'm
just being honest.
Well, what are you guys? We're in the same boat.
Well, let me say this. I'm gonna try to be rational here, and I think you should be rational.
Hey, yo.
The loser of this game is in trouble. I mean, I really think that. I mean, whoever's 0-2 after Sunday night has really got some issues going forward the rest of the season. I will say that.
That's hard hitting, right there. We agree. Do you view it as a must-win if they lose, no playoffs?
No, this must-win garbage is very overrated.
Yeah, it's hard. Man. In week two, it's hard to say that.
It's an important game, but here's the thing. And we saw this last night with the Raven game, right? We can't over-exaggerate what we see in week one. I just don't think you have that good of a football team. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. I'm not trying to whistle by your grave. I mean, who the heck is Dak Prescott throwing the ball to, and can he actually be accurate when he does it? I mean, I think those are fair. You probably agree with that. You're probably running Dak out of town now, aren't you?
Why are the Giants? First off, you are being very aggressive. Second off,
why are
the Giants better than the Cowboys?
Well, we don't know that. I don't know if they are.
Okay, well then don't come in hot. You're coming in real hot.
That's me. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know who's better than who. I will say on paper, I like what the Giants. I'm just looking at the offense right now.
Yeah.
I like the Giant offense better than the Cowboy offense. I mean,
Except for the guys who block.
Well, the offensive line is not good. You're right.
You guys have the best weapons in the division, I think. Your quarterback, you guys, I think, are Jets fans, but their quarterback.
We are Jets fans, correct.
Tremendously overrated quarterback.
he does have two Super Bowls.
He does. We've heard that. For real,
as good as Tony Romo was, he didn't even make it to a conference championship game.
But come on,
it means something, but it doesn't decide his entire legacy.
We do this every year with you guys. Can't you at least admit, even after the past few years, he's not a Hall of Fame player. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay,
guys,
his Hall of Fame resume will be that he has the worst passer rating of any Hall of Fame quarterback to get into the NFL.
Here's why Eli Manning's not overrated. Can I tell you why?
Please.
Because most people keep running around saying he's overrated. So how the hell is he overrated if everybody thinks he stinks?
Right.
If everybody, including you guys, say, oh, two Super Bowls, who cares? It's a million years ago. If everybody keeps
Cowboy championships?
That's
a million years ago.
All right, so he's not overrated.
Right, so we shouldn't change it to he's overrated. We should just all agree, as you guys do, that he stinks.
Well, it doesn't stink.
Come on.
He stinks.
Everybody thinks it.
He's not a Hall of Fame player. He's not a great quarterback.
Is he Peyton Manning? Is he his brother? No.
That's a fair standard. Very fair standard.
Would you rather Dan Marino now? Let me ask you a question. All right, seriously. If you're a Giant fan, okay, and I'm a Jet fan, okay, so I would rather see Sam Darnold be Eli Manning than be Dan Marino. Give me two championships.
What? I don't care. Are you insane?
Insane.
No, are you insane?
Insane?
You guys are insane.
No, I'm not. After 50 years of not winning a title, I want championships. I don't care about numbers. That means nothing.
He is right,
means
guys.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. You guys are supposed to be the intelligent show on that stage.
Yeah, we are. Championships matter.
It's not about championships. It's not about big. I'm not saying Dan Marino wasn't better than Eli. I'm not saying that by any stretch of the imagination.
But then it had nothing to do with Dan Marino.
Wait,
Eli,
if tomorrow, WFAN, Crosstalk 105.3 The Fan, if tomorrow Eli Manning Dan Marino were in the same draft, and you had the number one pick.
I'm not saying he's not
better.
That's
not the point. You're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing. You're missing.
Marino is better.
That's the point.
I'd rather have the titles than the better.
You build the better team with the better player, not with the guy who might or may not win more titles.
Yeah.
To me, it's all about championships. I don't know. Maybe it's not anymore for you guys. I will say this, okay?
I don't look results.
I will say this, too. To me, I look at the Cowboys as an outsider. I have no ill will to the Cowboys at all. I look at them and I say, here's the two biggest problems they have. Number one is the owner. And number two is the fact that the owner's in love with this coach who's terrible. Let's be real. How long is Jason Garrett's won nothing? Nothing.
Yeah.
How long are you going to stick with this guy only because Jerry can control him?
Isn't
that the biggest problem they have?
Five more years.
The biggest problem the Cowboys have?
Yes. No one here in DFW right now is disagreeing with you. Everybody wants Jason Garrett out, everyone is over and done with it. It's a major, major problem. No doubt.
It is aggressive coach.
Sorry about that. They're ready to run the offensive coordinator out of town. They're ready to go crazy with the head coach, and I think it's all justified. So the Jerry influence thing, that's an old, stale narrative. He's the face of the team. That's it. He's just out there to talk to us twice a week.
Yeah, but guys, don't you think that the point Joe made is accurate, that a part of why he likes Jason Garrett is he can control him?
That's it.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay.
He wants to be able to have a coach that he could put his arm around and just kind of hang out with, but just like be a father figure too.
And that lets him get the credit.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not going to, you know, go back and forth. He's going to appease Jerry. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, hopefully a lot of Cowboy fans are rooting for a bad season so Jason gets run. What about your head coach? How is it different with Pat Shurmur than McAdone?
Well, we don't know.
Shurmur's
coached one game. How do I know what he is?
And think about this.
What questions should I ask you? What questions do you qualify to ask? How's Saquon?
I don't know.
How can you make an assessment?
How's Lawrence Taylor, guys? How was his career?
But I'm asking you. How can you assess Pat Shurmur after one game?
Well, I'm asking you. What are your impressions?
No, I can't make any impressions.
You didn't follow training camp or preseason or storylines?
Does that matter?
Do you think he seems more organized? Is he a better player?
Ben McAdoo went to the playoffs his first year, didn't he? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. He was 11-5.
Shurmur's a play calling guy. Are there supposed to be different tendencies that you learn from Minnesota that the players talk about?
There's a couple of things that I've noticed about Pat Shurmur. It's a small thing, so you may say, who gives a crap? But I'm telling you, it surprised me. Going into camp, a part of what Giant fans are thinking about is, all right, who's the guy to replace Eli? Is it Davis Webb? Is it Kyle Laletta? Mm-hmm. And they were closely looking at these two guys. Nobody thought that Davis Webb was going to be cut. And it was stunning that Pat Shurmur, all of a sudden, they announced Davis Webb is cut. And he's like, oh, yeah, I want a veteran backup quarterback. Nobody had any idea. So here's what I read. He kept that story away from all of us for a month, which is kind of surprising because everything in New York is out there. Everything's a debate, even something as minute as the backup quarterback for Eli Manning. So I was surprised by that, and he took a very positive spin on the loss to Jacksonville, which I'll tell you right now, that works for 1 week. That works against the Jaguars. That works against talent like that. That ain't working this week against the Cowboys. So after 1 week, him and everybody else in that locker room took a very positive spin. There were a lot of good things. You know, Jaguars are good. That's not going to fly. But the other positive, and this is the ultimate positive for Pat Shurmur, he got Odell. He's reined Odell in.
Mm.
He had Odell acting great during the offseason to the point where he got his contract extension. And so far, it looks like Odell has matured, and I think Pat Shurmur deserves a lot of the credit for that. So
guys,
there you go.
Can we give it standing ovation?
Wow, you gave an opinion.
You give an opinion on Pat Shurmur. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Y'all may make it in radio
Thank you.
All right, let me ask you a question. Your center plan, what's the story with your center?
How would we know?
He's a little bit here.
How about a doctor?
What are you talking about?
I'm not a doctor.
We're not a doctor. We've only seen him for 5 years.
I mean, is he out for the year? I mean, what is
No. We don't know. Nobody knows. That's the thing. Like, it's somewhere between.
This is a serious.
It could be 2 weeks that he comes back, and we may never see him play again.
We heard Mark Schlereth talk about it, and we were convinced, like, he's gone for the year. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, he does a weekly show here on the station, and he's like, it affects people differently. He's been going out to practice. We thought he'd be laid up in bed for the entire year. So we're a little bit more optimistic he comes back. I'd still bet on him not coming back for the year, and that's crippling to this team.
I would be stunned if he played this year. But apparently they're saying it's not out of the realm of possibility.
They kept him on the active roster. If he played, our guess is it would be, you know, at least past week 8. Is Olivier Vernon playing for you guys?
No.
Ooh, I like that.
Man, I like hearing that.
Okay.
It's offensive line.
Is Eric Flowers playing for you? That's what we want to know.
Well, he might be out there. That doesn't mean he's playing.
True. Has he worked on that leg sweep he's been working on? Because that looks like a big part of his game.
Hey, that was a big play because Eli Manning may have died right there. I mean, he kind of saved his quarterback.
Is Eric Flowers the worst professional athlete in New York?
He is the most hated
professional athlete in New York.
Well, he's the most hated professional athlete.
That's encompassing a lot of territory. That's for sure.
There's 11 teams. I mean, that's one of them.
Have to think about that.
He is clearly, I'll give you this, he's the most hated guy in this town right now. Yeah. It's either him or Greg Bird. Those are 1 and 2. Greg and Parker, the owners are the Mets.
The owners are the Mets. So have you guys completely sold Joe and Evan, WFAN with 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys? Have you guys completely sold on Dak?
I am not sold on Dak at all. I don't know. To me, he's gone backwards. He really has.
I mean, last week he was very inaccurate. He also, in his defense, that this doesn't defend him for his inaccuracies, your wide receivers are awful.
Yeah, you got really no.
I mean, Cole Beasley's
your best
number one
wide receiver. I mean, you know, it's just that, you know, no Dez, no Witten. You got Zeke. He's a terrific player. There's no doubt about it. But the quarterback, huh? Can he win games on his own, this quarterback? I don't know that.
What's your prediction for the game?
I think the Giants are going to win. I think they're going to beat you. I think you guys are headed to 5-11. I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything. I just don't think you're very good.
You are being a jerk.
Yeah, you are now.
You are being a jerk.
I'll take it. And by the way, Olivier Vernon still may play. Hasn't been ruled out.
Oh, is that
out,
definite? Okay, yeah, he may play.
I would say he's not. Yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say it's not. But he hasn't been ruled out or anything. So we don't want to give you any false sense of security.
How good of a player is he?
He's very good.
How would you know?
He's not Khalil Mack. He's not Von Miller. He's not Aaron Donald. I mean, he's not that player. Yeah,
you're being jerks over us trying to tell you after one stupid game what Pat Shurmur is.
I mean, come on.
I still don't even know what Todd Bowles is, and he's been there for 4
years.
I think that's terrible analysis. I got a good idea.
Shouldn't be on the radio.
I got a pretty good idea.
I
think he's terrible.
What was Ben McAdoo after 1 year? They win 11 games. Giant fans love him. Right. He turned into a buffoon. Right. He turned into a schmuck.
He didn't even get through the second year. Yeah.
I still don't know what Jason Garrett is. It's been 10 years.
No. Well, I do.
I think you got a good idea.
No, I know what Jason Garrett is. I'll give you that. We know the deal with him. Yes.
All right, boys. It's been fun again. Enjoy the game.
All right. Good luck Sunday night.
See you later.
Sean and RJ.
I mean, you know what? You know what the greatest compliment I've gotten this year?
This year.
The other day, when I left the station, a fan came up to me and he goes, "I just want to say thanks." And I was like, "For what?" He goes, "Until I heard Carolina Radio with Preppy and Prime Rib and Flank Steak. He goes, "I didn't realize how good we had it here with your radio station." And I was like, "Thank you. I really appreciate that." When you get bold analysis in the number one media capital in the world, that if you go 0-2, you're in big time trouble. I don't know what Todd Bowles is after 4 years, and Olivier Vernon is not Lawrence Taylor, Khalil Mack, or Aaron Donald. I mean,
What about the Marino opinion?
Oh my God.
I still can't even.
I'd rather have what? Say it again.
He said he'd rather have Eli Manning because he would win 2 Super Bowls than have Dan Marino.
They didn't phrase it like that.
They didn't even comprehend the notion that you would take the better player regardless of the ring.
Are they also doing blow in bed with Odell Beckham? Yeah. I mean, those guys were.
Gosh.
Way out.
All right, Joe and Evan or Carolina or beef jerky and preppy? Which one? Which one are you more impressed with?
More impressed with?
Oh, I'm more
impressed that a grown man goes by the name T-Bone and still lives with it.
That guy sounded just like Francesa.
Which one?
Except he wasn't sleeping.
Which one that we just talked to? They both did.
Which one?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.